Welcome back to TechNet Radio. In today's episode, Young Cho shows us how to deploy and configure a SQL Server Windows Azure virtual machine. Tune in as he creates a new Windows Azure virtual machine of SQL Server, then shows you how to access and configure it, as well as how to test its connectivity using Microsoft Web Matrix. Young, the mic is yours.
Hello, everyone. This is another episode of Virtually Speaking. This is Young Cho, your host. I am a technology evangelist at Microsoft. In this episode, this long-awaited episode, we're going to show you how you can configure a SQL Server in Windows Azure and make it available, accessible from internet. Not only you will deploy a virtual machine, you will also go through a routine with me to configure the SQL Server, and it's very easy to do. And let's go ahead and start it.
From Windows Azure Management Portal, we will create a new virtual machine with the SQL Server in it. So I click Virtual Machine and I'm going to do a new. And I will create one from the gallery. I pick SQL Server 2012. Next. Machine name, we're going to call it SQL 100. And the administrator password. Next. This will be the production URL for the SQL Server. And this should be the one that you register in the internet. Here for the demonstration, I am just going to call it SQL 100. And I'm going to keep the rest the same. Next. And OK. So it is creating a virtual machine with the SQL Server in it for us. And we're going to let it run for a few minutes. All right, we have finished creating the virtual machine with the SQL Server in it. It took about 10-12 minutes. The next thing we need to do is we need to add a public endpoint such that we can use that to access the server. So with that, we go to the detail screen of the virtual machine and we click endpoints. At this time, you see it's been configured at remote desktop. We can use port 3389 from the public side. In internal, we also use 3389. Again, you can edit the endpoint. What we want to do now, we want to add a public endpoint. So we'll click Add Endpoint and do it next. We're going to give it a name. We're going to call it SQL Connection. We're going to use TCP. We can use whatever port we want to use. Let's just say 51433. And the private is 1433. Okay, that. So it's going out and open that port for us. Great, so the ports are ready. The next thing we want to do is we actually want to remote desktop into the virtual machine. And we're going to do some configuration. Click connect. I'm going to open that. It's called SQL 100. And I'm going to remember my credential. Okay, that. And we should be getting a certificate prompt showing that we have a self-signed certificate from the machine. Well, great, we are now remote connect to the SQL Server. That's a SQL100.cloudapp.net. That's in Windows Azure. If we look at the computer properties, indeed, it is SQL 100. Let's go ahead and close that. So the system is configuring SQL Server 2012 for us. This will take a few minutes and we will come back when it has finished the configuration. All right, it just finished. And you notice that we now have a link on the desktop. And if you double click that, it will point you to the Windows Azure information on the virtual machine with the SQL Server. Right, so what we want to do now are three things. One, we want to define the inbound firewall rule for the incoming SQL requests. We also want to enable the protocol as needed. We want to define authentication method and create login account. So for firewall rule, I am just going to bring up the firewall applet. So for inbound rules, I'm right-clicking and say new rules. I'm going to do a port. Next. It's TCP, and I want to specify 1433 for the incoming connection to the SQL Server. And I'm going to allow the connection. In our case, it's actually a single server that would put it in the Windows Azure, so I want to let it directly connect from the public. And I'm going to uncheck this. Next. Give it a name called SQL Inbound. Finish. Right, we allowed connectivity from the public, and we're using TCP protocol on the port 1433. Okay, so that's our inbound rule. I'm going to close that. The next we want to do is bring up SQL configuration, which is in the configuration tool. We're going to bring up SQL Server Configuration Manager. What we want to do now, we want to make sure the protocol is enabled. So from here, we look at SQL Server Network Connection protocols. And indeed, TCP/IP is enabled. If you double click and look at the IP address, it's on port 1433. So we're good to go. Okay, because we're coming from public, we're going to use TCP/IP protocol. If you do make some changes here, you need to restart the service. In our case, we didn't make any changes, so we don't need to restart the service. And we also want to check out the Management Studio. So we want to set the authentication method. We also want to specify which login account that we are going to use to connect to the SQL Server. SQL 100, we're going to make the connection. From here, there's a couple of things we want to do. This is our SQL 100 server, and at this time, this is initial installation. What I would like to do now is to set up the authentication method. So let's go to the properties of this SQL instance. We look at the security page. Let's check SQL Server and Windows authentication mode, mixed mode authentication. Look at the connection. We want to make sure it allowed remote connections to this server. So this is good. We do need to restart the service. We will do that later because we're going to make additional changes. This is the default databases we have. One is a system, the other is the snapshots. And later we're going to do a connectivity test. So let's go ahead and create a database. I'm going to create a test database. I'm in just going to call it my test DB. Okay, and I'm just going to OK that. Okay, later, this is the database I'm going to do the connectivity test. And let's go ahead and create a login account. And I'm going to call it MySA, my service account. I'm going to do SQL authentication, specify the password, and I'm going to disable the expiration. And the default database, connect to my test DB. If you look at the user mapping, we want to select my test database, and I want to give it a DB owner row. I'm going to OK that. And expand that, we see my service account. If I right click and look at the properties, we are using SQL authentication. And we'll look at the user mapping. It's mapped to MyTestDB as a database owner. So we're all good. But let me go ahead and minimize this. And let's recap. I create a firewall rule. That is this guy, for 1433 on TCP. So that allowed me to connect to the SQL Server using 1433. The next I did is I used Connection Manager to make sure that we enable TCP/IP. And if you look at the property, it is point to 1433. And finally, we go to the management console and we set the authentication method from the property of the SQL instance using SQL authentication. And for the connection, we make sure we allow remote connection to the server. Then we create a login account. Before that, I also set up a test database. And I'm going to let my login account to map to that database as a database owner. At this time, if you look at the database, there's no table whatsoever. There's no user table created. All right, one thing we need to make sure is we do need to restart SQL Server instance because we make some changes. So let's go ahead and restart it so we make sure all the changes we made will be effective. We're going to say yes to make the change. All right, it finished restarting the service. And now coming back on the local machine, now we are ready to test the connectivity with the virtual machine which has the SQL Server on it. For that, I am going to bring up WebMatrix. This is a development tool that you can download from Microsoft.com. So I'm going to click that. This is basically a web development tool. And I'm going to use a template, create an empty site, and I am calling it my SQL test site. Going next. So it's using that template and create a skeleton for me. Okay, so this is my SQL test site and this is the URL on localhost. What I want to do, I just want to make a database connectivity to the SQL Server to prove that I am able to connect from the public cloud into the SQL Server virtual machine that I've created in Windows Azure. So I'm clicking database and I want to make a new SQL Server connection. The database is called MyTestDB. And the server I need to use the production URL of that virtual machine that we have, which is this one. If we look at the dashboard, okay, this is the SQL 100 machine. And what I will use is I will simply use the IP address. So I'm going to do a copy. And we also need to realize that we are using 51433 as the public endpoint. So let's go to WebMatrix and I am using this IP address and the port is 51433. And I put a comma in between. I'm going to use SQL Mixed Authentication and this is my service account. Okay. And it connects. From here, if we look at this MyTestDB, and there's really no tables under it. So I will create a new table. And this table, I am going to call it people, just for testing. And the first one is ID, and it's going to be tiny integers, and it's a primary key. The next I'm just going to use it's a first name, and you have to put in something, and then the last name, and the same thing. So this is my simple table. Alright, and I'm going to save it. Yes. Now, you notice it takes a moment because it's actually going back to the SQL Server and update the table. If we go back to our SQL machine, let's go ahead and highlight my test DB and right click. Let's do a refresh. And let's look at the table. And we now have a people table. Okay. Go back to our web matrix on our local machine. Let's go ahead and enter some data. Okay, the first one, I'm going to put in 1. First name, Alice. Last name, April. Second one, let's say Bobby and Booth. And let's go back to our virtual machine. And that's our data. So going back, let's go ahead and make a change. Let's say it's Bobby Butch. And I go ahead and update it and go back to the and I say select 1,000 rows. And now I have Bobby Butch. So indeed, I am connected to the SQL Server from my local web matrix. And this is my local machine. So I am going through the port 51433 connected to the SQL virtual machine. And then internally using 1433 directly connect to the SQL Server and to do all the update. From the web matrix, if you look at the connectivity information, we are going through port 51433 connected to this database at this IP address, which is my virtual machine. Again, to recap, how do we connect to a virtual machine that's running SQL Server? You create a virtual machine with the SQL Server. After that, you add a public endpoint. Once you have done that, you go to the virtual machine and you do a couple of things. First, you add the inbound firewall rule. Which is what we do. We are allowing TCP connecting from port 1433. After that, we use SQL Connection Manager. From here, we make sure we enable TCP/IP, and we look at the property. It is indeed using port 1433. If you need to enable other protocol, you can do so as well. Once we have done that, we go to SQL Management Studio. And once we make the connection from the SQL Server instance, we look at the properties. We set the authentication method under the security page to mixed authentication. We look at the connection that we make sure we allow remote connection request to this particular SQL Server. Then we create a test database. We also create a login account. In this login account, we use SQL authentication and we map the database to the test database and we connect as a database owner. After that, we do a restart of the SQL Server to make sure all the changes we put in become effective. After we restart the service, We come back to the local server and I bring up wet matrix. I simply create an empty site, and from wet matrix I click database and I create a SQL connection. And in the SQL connection, I basically specify what database I want to connect to, in this case my test database. If you're testing a production database, you can point to whatever database you want to connect to. And then the server, I use the IP address and specify the port. This is the public endpoint that we define. I use SQL authentication and specify my SQL account, and then I can make the connection. Once I make the connection, I make some changes and it reflected back to my SQL server in Windows Azure. So that proves that we are able to connect from the public cloud into this Windows Azure virtual machine that's running SQL Server for us.
All right, that's a lot of work, I know. But if you think about it, if you deploy a SQL Server on-premise, what kind of process you go through, how long does it take, what kind of skill set you need to prepare and all that, compared to we just deploy one in Windows Azure. I know it's very exciting and you can't wait. I'll tell you what you need to do is go ahead and review the last few episodes. We started this journey by creating virtual machine, and then I'll show you how you can create image, create a template such that you can deploy customized virtual machine. Then we go through this load balancing, high availability set, and now we ended up with a SQL Server. So now you have all the important components in place. We can go ahead and deploy an entire application architecture with the front end, mid-tier, and back end, or what have you. Isn't that exciting? You can't wait. Well, let's do it in next episode. I'll see you next time.